currently on the internet listening to processstories.com.
Hey, everybody. Hi, guys. Hey, everybody. It's L.S. Urano here over at the studio. And it's 1 a.m. on February... Well, I'm going to call it the day. It's nighttime for me, so I'm still in that previous day, but... It's February 3rd, technically February 4th, but it's February 3rd, 2021. And I have, can't remember when I last...
Well, we're waiting.
...spoke to you guys, but in between then and now, it's been a week. I meant to be practicing this song out from the demo that I cut on the last time I did with the video cameras, and I haven't. I just haven't. All this stuff got in the way. And so I kind of practiced it while I was recording, and that was a bad move. I should have just taken another day. I got it done. I did my best to play it to the click. I listened back to it against the click, and it was a little drifty, and but I made like kind of little notes on where it's drifty, so I know that when I'm playing the drums there to just really focus in on the clicking, not the guitaring. Just basically turn the guitar down, turn the click way up to the point where I'm almost losing my hearing, but not losing my hearing. And I tracked up 9 tracks. I mean, it's late right now. I tracked 9 different takes of drums, just kind of, oh, I haven't been practicing drums either. So it's really, really kind of, although I got seemingly a lot done, I think I have to just redo all the drums tomorrow. And then, I think it might be a good idea just to redo the acoustic as well after I get the drums track. Just wipe it down again and just use the drums as the guide. All right, well, that's it for now. Oh, one other thing I did and learned and was working on was where I got these GoPros and just setting those up to be as best as they can possibly be. They shoot in 4K, but that just seems absurd. I mean, I've got them locked off, so they're not, it's not like I'm going to need any extra image. I'm in a room that's already got a bunch of crap all over the place. I don't want anyone to see, but I can't avoid it. But I found that if I shoot, get the ASA as low as possible and then stop down on the exposure of the GoPros or whatever, that the image looks pretty good. It's obviously really fisheye and stuff and kind of, but as far as the angles, having 2 cameras, I put one over the drums and I put one like on the ground in front of the floor tom. It's a kind of interesting looking angle. And I got the lighting just right with this custom lighting fixture that Nico Di Miranda made for me, essentially. I mean, he said we made it together, but he made it. It was his invention. And it's basically like one of these like diffusers, but like a handmade one. So it's super light. It's like half a China ball glued to some foam core with some velvet hanging around it. And it just makes this really beautiful white like moonlight that you can't see over the top of the drums. And then I've got these Manlight Pavo tubes, these 4-foot 30C LED colored Pavo tubes from Manlight that are like insane. They go for 2 hours battery life and they can dial in any color and even effects too. You can have like a candlelight, but I've just got some cool colors going for like a key fill, and the drums just look so impressive. So, I'm kind of geeking on that right now, so I'm just going to chalk this whole experience up to pretty pictures, everybody. Pretty pictures.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.